Welcome to the Nested Parent Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Alford. I'm a pediatric nurse practitioner and owner of Nested Sleep. This podcast is all about bringing you evidence-based parenting that you can use today. I'm excited to have you here on your parenting journey. Let's dive in. Welcome back, everyone, to the Nested Parent Podcast. I'm excited for today's host, Dr. Emily Quinn, chiropractor in Loudoun County here. And we are going to be diving in, just talking about the ripple effects of chiropractic care, how you can get good care prenatally, postpartum, for your baby, for just looking at the family as a whole with chiropractic care. And so, Emily, I'll have you get started and just talk about how you got started in chiropractic care and the focus that you do now.
Sure. As Kelsey said, my name is Dr. Emily. I'm practicing under my maiden name, Quinn, but I did just get married in October. So if you find me on Facebook, my last name's Selesky, which I'm still getting used to. So I introduce myself process. In all different ways.
And I feel like there's so many different things you need to change within that process too.
Yeah, I'm like 50-50 who I am, but that's okay. It's a journey. And as Kelsey said, yeah, I'm a pediatric and perinatal chiropractor in Purcellville, Virginia. We have a tiny little 200 square foot office that has been rocking, just taking care of full families. And that all started for me when I went to a chiropractor myself. I had had some knee injuries and PT was really great. And then I had plateaued. And nobody could really figure out why. And they had tried to like teach me to rerun correctly, but it just wasn't working. So my dad was like, try out the chiropractor. I don't know what they can do for you, but he's worked wonders for me. And I was like, all right. So a couple months later, after getting under care consistently, I was able to run again and wasn't having any knee pain. And for the most part, haven't had any knee pain since, which has been amazing. And then once I was in school is when like my love for pediatric and perinatal care really came about. I am a product of birth control. So I was on birth control for almost 10 years. They put me on it for some cystic acne. And then when I got into chiropractic school, I really started learning more about the pharmacology of it and decided to go off of it. And it was a rough time. My hormones were all over the place. I didn't get my period for like a year and a half. When I did finally get it, it was a really like detoxing cycle. And it would kind of just come and go as it needed to. And I had a really long, rough journey with that. And so out of that came a passion for taking care of women in the perinatal period, preconception through pregnancy and then postpartum, and just helping them and their bodies regulate their cycles and just everything, their system, their movement patterns, taking care of babies. And then when you get enough moms in the practice, your love for the babies really just kind of falls into place. And there's such a beautiful dance between mom and baby that I went further to learn more about pediatric care, because it is a completely different ballgame. And I'm still always learning and trying to grow that part of my knowledge as well. That's kind of my short story.
No, I love that. And I think that for many people, for years at least, you think about chiropractic care and you associate that with the back. And there's like a very isolated view of, well, you'd only go see a chiropractor for back-related things. I do think that's changing over time, but I know that that was very much, you know, when I was growing up and even throughout college and nursing school, it was like, chiropractors care for the back. And that is the focus. You know, you have so many like people that have their logos and it's the spine. Don't get me wrong. The spine is like a core of what is, you know, connecting so many of our body systems. But I think so many people miss out on the benefits of chiropractic care because they're like, I don't have a back problem. And that happened to me postpartum too, that I had a lot of hip pain and leg pain. And, you know, my doctors were going down this path and I was like, I need to pause, because like they're like, we're going to get all these MRIs. And I'm like, okay, like I see where you're going, But ultimately, it was tied to like pelvic floor and lower back pain and actually had nothing to do with the hip. So once I actually did PT and chiropractic care and used that in combo, I had significant relief. But yeah, we can get both as, you know, people that are going through the pain and different things ourselves, and also medical providers, now that we're so specialized these days, can get so focused right down on, you know, this is what we're caring for, and losing that holistic view that I know you bring to the table.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a lot of tunnel vision that can happen in modern medicine, and that's a great thing in some aspects, but it can also be really detrimental to clients and just missing out on other pieces to the puzzle.
Absolutely. And I loved what you said too about, you know, the dance between mom and baby, because there's so much that can be issues with baby that are really issues with mom, or vice versa. You know, I'm sure you have a lot of examples that I would love you to share on some of those. But, you know, sometimes I see the moms will bring the babies in because of, like, say, for example, latch issues. And, you know, you might start working on chiropractic care of the baby and develop, you know, good things with working with the child. And then you realize that, oh, mom actually has like a lot of postpartum anxiety, and, you know, getting the baby to latch because of that reason can be an issue as well. And so, again, it's like you're coming in for chiropractic care, but you're doing so much more. So what do your visits, you know, look like? Because you're not going to solve this problem or really get to know the families in that way in 10 minutes, right? So what is it like your initial visit kind of look like with a family?
Yeah. So we have a couple options. Our initial visit, they're all kind of run the same flow of it. But we do have just adult, just pediatric. And then we also offer a family initial visit that gives you the best price. And the main goal behind that is truly like you just said, if there's like anxious parents that are trying to control already anxious kids, or not control them, but like parent already anxious kids, like they're just going to fuel the fire of it. And plenty of other examples as well, or moms that are like so sad because they're in so much pain that they can't go and play with their kids. And then the kids are like disconnecting from that aspect. So our family plans are up to 8 people, or family initial are up to 8 people, and they're typically 2 hours. It depends. If it is closer to 8 people, then it's more like 2.5, 3 hours. But our adult initials are 1 hour, and we go through your full health history. For kids, we'll do reflexes if we need to, depending on what their symptoms are. We'll do a neurothermal scan and a neuropulse scan, and both of those are geared towards seeing how well their body is handling stress. So the thermal is measuring temperature on either side of their spine and gives me as a doctor a lot of information about where the stress is getting caught in their system and what might be leading to some of those symptoms. And then the neural pulse is HRV. So it's heart rate variability. And essentially, it's how well your body's handling stress. A lot of athletes are using it to see how well they're recovering from their workouts and things. We use it to see how well you're recovering from the stress of just being who you are when you walk into our office. So different outlook, different viewpoints. And then we'll typically, for adults, do a posture visit or a posture scan. And then we'll move into a full spinal analysis. And that looks a little bit different for kids than it does for parents. Obviously, mom and dad are happy to just sit on the table. Kids, we might be like chasing around, coloring, playing with the trucks. Like we kind of play to their level. And then we'll move into an adjustment as needed. And so we're checking all different mobility points in their spine, seeing how their system is holding different patterns. And so that might look like a whole lot of tension in one hip that's kind of rotated forward, compensating with a lot of extra tension on like the left upper back, or headaches on the right side of the neck, or whatever that looks like. And yes, yeah, so it's not just one visit. It's not typically a one-time fits all. We do offer pay per visit because we understand that like right now it's a lot of money to put up front. But we encourage packages, which are essentially, I'll recommend however many I think that you need. And I recommend how often you should use them. And then you can use them as you would like within the year. But we truly encourage it within its typically 3-month care plan. And most people follow it. And that's where a lot of their great results come from. And then we can move into like a resilience membership, which is really just like coming in typically every other week, sometimes once a month, and just making sure your body is adapting to stress and you're not getting stuck in these patterns. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And I think just, no, I think it's hearing that the kids are welcome, even if it's a visit for mom, or, you know, having those family visits where you could bring the whole family in, is just such an ease to parents, you know, whether it be a working mom that like just doesn't have tons of, you know, available care for her kids after work and can't take a whole lot of time off, you know, to have that option that she can still bring her kids to the visit. Or if it's a stay-at-home mom that, you know, doesn't have anyone to care for her kids during the day, but still values the importance of chiropractic care, you know, just having an environment like that, that, you know, everyone can get the care they need, but there's not stress of bringing their kids with them.
Yeah, absolutely. The more the merrier in here.
I love it. So, you know, there's the mom focus and then there's the baby focus. So let's start with the mom. And, you know, you probably get some of your clients that you do start working with during pregnancy and, you know, hopefully continue if they still need it in the postpartum, which many times we do. So with the mom focus, you know, let's use the example of lower back pain, which I know the NIH says is at least like 50% usually that you're going to have lower back pain, potentially 50% of women, either during pregnancy or postpartum. So that's a lot of women out there. And I really hope that we do get past that idea that just knowing the cause of something is a reason we should suffer through something. Yes, we know the pregnancy is what often brings on the lower back pain, but that doesn't mean we just need to sit with it. So I'd love to talk a little bit about the different options for moms on how to relieve some of that pain.
Yeah, so many different options. Here, we focus on the adjustment. Obviously, that looks a little bit different when you're pregnant. So we will do, if you like Google chiropractic, you'll find all these crazy adjustments in there. Typically, they're manual. We'll do some version of that. I will be completely honest. I'm typically a lot more gentle than some of the people I've seen on YouTube. And then we also use drop tables, which just kind of pop up and drop out about an inch, and they help mobilize the joint. And we'll use an activator tool, which is like this little like clicker is what we call it with the kids, to also help reduce some of that stress. Pelvic floor PT is a huge help with pregnancy and low back pain too. We'll do some spinning babies work. The care can look different. It truly just depends on like where you're having the pain and how, if it's radiating anywhere, how it's kind of setting in your body. And then I'm Webster certified, which if you're familiar with right. Webster technique, yeah, it's geared just towards pregnancy. It was initially developed by Dr. Larry Webster to help spin babies essentially, or help with breech babies. And since then, we do not spin your baby. We do not do any external force of moving the baby. But since then, it's really just been used for pregnancy in general to help open up the pelvic like bowl and help balance your pelvis, both bone, ligaments, and muscles. And so if you focus on those three things and you help your pelvis move correctly, you're less likely to get that pain. You're also more likely to have more room for baby, so baby can then move, which is why a lot of people come in with breech babies.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I think a lot of people associate the Webster technique with like moving a breech baby. And so I think that's so valuable to note that, yeah, there's other value to being Webster certified and having those additional tools to really open things up, both for the pain side of things, in addition to, you know, if the baby actually does need to turn or move.
Yeah. And either way, like a baby with more space is going to be a little bit happier and your body's going to feel better, right? So if you imagine the uterus being a big balloon, hot air balloon, and then the ligaments in the front being two of those ropes that hold the hot air balloon up, and the muscles in the back being two of those ropes that hold the hot air balloon up, the basket in the middle being your pelvis itself, the bony parts of your pelvis, if one of those is really tight or one of them's kind of rocked forward, that whole balloon's just going to move with it. You're probably going to have pain. Baby's probably going to be like elbowing you in places that you don't want to feel it. The breaches could potentially happen. And that's where we're like, let's just give everybody space, let them grow with as much room as possible. And then everybody's more likely to be happy.
Nice. Now, are there any like certain groups of women that you might be a little more on alert for that could, you know, benefit more so from this technique, more so from chiropractic care, or really like anyone in pregnancy really can
yeah,
benefit
really
from this?
Anyone in pregnancy. I tend to see more like second, third time moms. And I think a big part of it is, you know, second, third time around, you're like, this didn't really feel the same. Or like, I don't want to deal with this for 9 months again. That was horrible. Let's try something else. So it's really any stage of pregnancy, even preconception, it will be beneficial for.
And when you work with moms that have experienced lower back pain in pregnancy, are there things that you do in particular to help during the postpartum period?
Yeah, definitely. So the Webster technique is also just an analysis. So we will go back to like the foundation, analyzing how the pelvis is moving, and then working on just like some rehab stretches, things that they can do at home. Breathing is a huge, huge piece of it that often is disconnected. And then a big piece of it, not even just like pain wise, is just making sure that mom is handling her stress well. When your stress is higher, you're going to be feeling worse. They go together so hand in hand.
More tense, and you're just holding it somewhere.
Exactly, exactly. So just really helping to alleviate some of that stress however we can.
Whether it be physical or just like she's there with you in this emotional state as well. And, you know, oftentimes things are going to come up and you're the person that the mom saw that day. You know, we hopefully, you know, prioritize our outings as new moms. And, you know, sometimes that one outing of the day is to your chiropractor. And so having you as one of the support people, part of that base is really valuable from physical and emotional.
Yeah, exactly. Which is awesome. It's an honor to be a part of that.
It is. It is. It takes a village in many ways, right? Like the friends village is one thing, but you know, I want people to have that, you know, medical team village, people that are really, you know, connecting like us, you know, provider to provider, and just being able to, you know, say like, okay, what I'm hearing is you might need help in this direction. And sometimes you can offer that, or sometimes it's referring out, but it's all being a part of that village. So for the baby focus, what do you often see babies typically coming in for?
All the ABCs. So infants, we're looking at, like you had mentioned before, latches, any like post C-section, post vacuum, post intervention birth typically is going to come with a whole lot of extra tension that can lead to latch issues or reflux or arching. And those are when they typically end up in our office. Constipation is a really big one, anything GI. As they get a little bit older, it can be ear infections, speech, constipation, and GI comes up a lot. Enuresis is a big one too, as they get a little bit older. So yeah, it helps with everything.
Now we talked a little bit about the different types of adjustments for mom and adult. So what types of adjustments do you usually do for pediatrics?
So pediatrics, we pretty much stick with something called sustained contact, or it's essentially like light touch, where you're holding a spot and their bones are still so malleable that they'll, as long as you're in the right line of correction is what it's called, they'll kind of just like shoop, like shift back, and you'll get the incredible result. And then if they are a little bit older, or if they've had a little bit of a bigger trauma that might require a larger force, for lack of a better word, or like a larger input, we'll use the activator as well, because that's super light, super specific. We want to make sure that we're in the right area, especially because their bones are so teeny tiny. We want to be super specific with it. And that's about it for kids up until, depending on the kid, typically like 7 or 8, we won't do too much.
That makes sense. And, you know, a lot of people that are coming to me too, you know, sometimes ask like what chiropractic care can do for sleep. And I think, you know, part of it is just the connection it has to so many body systems, right? Like you had mentioned, like, you know, GI, well, if you're really constipated, then that's going to affect your sleep. So how can we improve that constipation to improve your sleep? You know, it really is all connected. And sometimes it can be that tension, but where is that? Your job is to figure out like, okay, well, where is that tension coming from? In addition to how we can relieve it, you know, figuring out where it's coming from to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely. I just had she's 6 weeks now. So she was about a month old when she came in, baby, and she was just so tight and tense. She wouldn't lay all the way on her back. And mom's like, she's not sleeping. She's always like crying. We have to hold her up. So we're like sleeping upright so she can sleep and just like getting that tension down. Now she lays on her back. She's like, she sleeps in like 4 or 5 hour stretches. Like phenomenal. Amazing. You must be feeling great.
I know, right? Like in the newborn phase, like that is a dream. That is a dream.
Right.
But yes, it takes looking at it as that big picture. And it's not just one visit to address that. Usually if that tension is built up in that case, then you're usually having, I would assume, you know, quite a few visits to work through those things.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And it all just depends on case by case.
Nice. It's good to have that feedback. Do you start with that in addition to like towards the end of care, looking at anything like that or?
Yeah. So we'll do, it's a progress visit at the end of their care. So we'll do their initial visit with all of those. Then the progress visit is essentially their last like visit of that phase of care. And that's kind of our checkpoint of like, do we need to keep at whatever like frequency we've been at? Or can we dial it back to that, like maybe every other week, maybe once a month, depending on what they have going on and step into that.
Nice. Yeah. It's good to have those membership options because, you know, there's benefits to developing a relationship with you, right? Like not just a quick adjustment for one visit, and not to say like for some people there's not something to that, but talk about a little bit like how developing a relationship can benefit their long-term care.
Yeah. So like the best way to describe it is just like, we get to know your body and your system as much as we get to know your personality. So, you know, when you walk in the door that first day, yes, first impressions completely matter, but there's so much more to you, right? Like, hey, how are you doing? Coffee, here's your health history. It's not the end all to it. And then you get to see some of those like stress patterns. It's easier for me as a provider to maybe pick out like, hey, mom's usually really happy. There might be some like PPD going on now because she's just struggling. And like, I think, you know, recommendations from there. But also just adjustment wise, like we want to make sure that things are changing within the body to get the results that we need. And if you just come in for like one or two adjustments, you're less likely to see the change in the system. You're less likely to really know if you're getting the results. So your symptoms might appear to be going away, but if you still have that compensation pattern that's stuck in that system, they're going to come back. And that's where we get the like recurring, I've been having this for years and it goes away for a year. And then like every spring I go out and garden and it comes back. And it's like, because you haven't gotten to the root cause, you've like,
right.
You've fixed the symptom, not the cause of it. And so how can we create a better system for that area to really heal forever?
That's perfect way you described it. You're fixing the symptom and not the cause. And of course, it's going to circle back. And, you know, the goal of long-term care is that, like you said, you're giving them stretches to do in addition to the adjustment that you're doing that day, right? So like you're changing the body system. You're also changing their routines and their way they go about day-to-day life. They might be bringing in holding baby and you're like, oh, I'm seeing that the way you're holding the baby, you know, might be detrimental. Why don't we like change this up? And, you know, that goes back to having those family visits and being able to see those things firsthand. But that's great that you offer just that connection and long-term care so that patients are able to address these causes so well with you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty awesome to see the changes too after a full care plan is committed to and they come in for them all.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining on this podcast. I know parents are going to be listening and getting so much value out of this. And in the show notes, you'll find all of the contact info And I hope you reached out to Emily and get good chiropractic care here in Loudoun County.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor to be here.
Thank you so much for taking time to listen to the Nested Parent Podcast. Make sure to subscribe and follow along wherever you listen to podcasts. If this or a past episode resonated with you, I would love for you to leave a review to help grow this parenting community. Hope to see you next time.